Anti-Japan protests continue in China. There was violence when some protesters seized on targets like Japanese car showrooms, smashing them up. Tens of thousands of Japanese residents there are being urged to lie low, and the United States is among nations calling for calm. The issue is three tiny uninhabited islands, as Vatican Radio's Alistair Wanklin reports from Tokyo.
Protesters in about 85 Chinese cities denounced Japan, some mobs smashing the windows of Japan-owned stores and sushi restaurants. They overturned Japanese model cars. Manufacturers Honda and Mazda said they were shutting some of their factories in China temporarily. China's government said it would protect Japanese citizens, but amid the violence, many of them are lying low, some employers considering evacuating families. Meanwhile, the United States Defense Secretary called for calm.
It is in everybody's interest for Japan and China to maintain good relations and to find a way to avoid further escalation.
Secretary Leon Panetta was speaking in Tokyo. China is outraged at moves by Japan to purchase three of the Senkakus, tiny uninhabited islands China considers its territory. Police there arrested some of the rioters, but the uprising may continue for some time. Tuesday is an anniversary of Japan's 1931 invasion of China, and meanwhile a flotilla of Chinese fishing boats is reported by state media to be heading for the islands in an apparent challenge to Japan's coast guard. For Vatican Radio, Alistair Wanklin in Tokyo.